Good morning and welcome to Renovating in WA. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property, proud station sponsor. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, today we're on episode 11. Yes. And we're talking all about the scope of works. Can you tell me what is the scope of works?
Okay, the scope of works is a detailed list of the process of the renovation you're doing. So let's take us back to, I think it was episode one, we talked about the checklist when you walk through a property. So that checklist that you do is your beginning of your scope of works. So basically, by doing up a scope of works, you are actually emphasising the details on your checklist. Mm-hmm. So the easiest way to do it is grab yourself a notepad, or if you can, you're good with Excel, spreadsheets are great. If anyone knows what a Gantt chart is, that's actually what we work on as well. So, but get your spreadsheet up and start typing it, preferably room by room, because that gives you a little bit more detail as well, and it also helps towards the quoting process for the trades when they have to quote. Let's start with the demo side of things. So if we need to take a wall down, which was our last episode, before you can take a wall down, you have to look if there's any electrical points on there, like light switches, power points. They need to actually be disconnected by an electrician before we can knock a wall down. Mm-hmm. If there's skirting on there that you want to retain for something else, you need to take the skirting off. So these are all details that you actually put on the scope of work. So literally you want to sit down, break it down to the finest detail. Even if you think it's something silly like, oh, take a piece of cornice off, or, you know, move something, put it down, because the more detail you've got on it, the more accurate your quotes will be, because you can give these scope of works to the trades to quote on.
Okay. So what else is, you mentioned about having to have an electrician disconnect the power and so forth. Mm-hmm. What other things do we not know that we should know?
Well, that's hard to say, because some people know a lot more than others, but I'll give you an example when I go through it. So I look at it and go through, right, if let's work on a bathroom. They're a good one to work on. Everyone wants to redo their bathroom. So the first thing we do on the scope of works is I do the demo section first. So the demo section is have the electrician disconnect all services, any electrical, because predominantly the lights are changed as well. So they disconnect the lights, they disconnect power points, they disconnect light switches, and they make them safe. So that even though the wiring is still in place, if it stays that there, no one's going to get harmed. The plumber will then come in and he caps off all the services. So where your vanity, your toilet, your shower taps are, all of that gets capped off by the plumber. So then you walk in and go, right, that's all been done. Now we have to remove all the fixtures. So we take all the fixtures out of the place, which is like your vanity, basin, taps if the plumber hasn't removed them, they've disconnected them, but you might remove them yourself. And then your cabinetries all come out. And from there, then it goes on to your tiles and the actual process of getting the tiles out. So you can list all these details down. If you're changing door hardware, that's another thing you can add in there, that you need to remove the door hardware prior to painting, because you want to make sure that the painting of the doors is nice and clean, no door hardware in the way. So you would actually put down, remove door hardware first. Whether you're doing the removal or the trades are doing the removal, having it on your scope of works, make sure that they're quoting and on exactly what you want done.
Okay, so it's not just, so you really need to be specific. You can't just say, you know, ask for a quote, how much is it going to cost me to just, you know, gut this?
Yes.
You need to be very specific.
It helps to be specific, because that way when you get a quote, you know that they've quoted on what you want them to do, rather than they've hazarded a guess, I guess you can say, of what you need done and it's not quite what you had in mind. So again, this is going back to having that understanding yourself of what's happening in a renovation, whether you're doing it yourself, or even, you know, utilising someone to help, again, a project consultant or a building consultant, they can help you with the scope of works. They can help you break it down in more detail. So never be afraid to ask for help, and realise that the scope of works, the quoting process, and then the scheduling, the next three episodes that we're talking about, those are very involved areas and they do take a lot of time. I've been doing it for years and it still takes time, because every job is different. So you have to literally walk through it in your head as you're writing it down on paper.
When you're doing the scope of works, we've talked about gutting mm-hmm. a bathroom.
Yep.
Do you do a scope of works for the next stage?
Yes. So I do a scope of works no matter what the job. Mm-hmm. So even if it's the painting of a property or the painting of a room, everything's got to be detailed so you know what the process is, even for yourself, so that you don't forget something if you're doing it yourself. So if you're going to do a room demolition or a bathroom as such, one of the first things you want to put on there, of course, is protecting the existing house, what's there, covering it up, putting plastic in it, taping up doorways so dust doesn't get through. Little things, but good things to remember, because if you, as soon as you jackhammer those tiles and the dust comes through, if your linen cupboard's right near the bathroom, you don't want to go washing all your linen. So get nice thick plastic, tape it up and seal it up so that dust doesn't get through. Dust gets through into everything, but you're minimising how much goes through. So, and it makes a difference. moving things out of your way so that they're not in the walkway for trades going in and out. So, number one, it prevents them getting damaged, you're covering them, and it's a safety thing as well, so that trades haven't got anything to trip over as such.
Okay, so who gets a copy of the scope of works?
I would actually ensure you keep your original, mm-hmm. and then you give one to the trades as they're coming in to do your quotes. So definitely give that to them. And then, you know, if there's any updates, just keep a record of it. And before you start the work, make sure everyone's got a copy of it. So even if you want to highlight each contractor's area. So we turn it into what we call a process of works as part of the scheduling. And that's where you can actually put down who your contractor is once you've decided. And you can even highlight it, you know, red for electrics, blue for plumbing. I do. And I actually give them a copy, and they love it because they know exactly what they have to do. They know that we're all on the same page. And at the same time as well, if they see something that's not on there that needs to be, they'll let you know.
So having a scope of works, does that mean that you've got everything covered?
It will ensure you've got the majority of it covered. You know, there's always something you may miss, but the beauty of it is the trades, as I said, if they pick something up, you can catch it. And then, of course, having that consultant helping you, they're likely to pick up some things. But it might not be everything, but it's a really good place to start. And it's also, for you, that little bit of security knowing the process, and it helps you when it comes to the scheduling as well.
So, you know, we spoke in episode one where you can get pre-made checklists mm-hmm. for certain things. Are there pre-made checklists for scope of works? But, I mean, you did say every job is different.
Yeah, I haven't seen any pre-made checklists. There may be a scope of works out there. It might be through builders or something like that. I haven't actually seen one myself. I tend to literally type it all down. So, you know, the demolition side of it. And then from there, it's like the electrical side, the plumbing side, or even room by room if it's a full home reno, actually writing down every room, right, what are we doing here? Remember the checklist at the beginning, the property condition report we spoke about? Mm. That goes room by room and it starts from the ceiling. So if we're changing the lights, so, you know, changing them to LED lights, remove all your door hardware, remove any window treatments, remove the carpet. So you work down from the ceiling down, so you're actually removing. I tend to lump electrical items together, remove lighting and electrical points, because the electrician does all that for you. So that's a single line. The electrician knows what to do. But, yeah, window treatments, remove all the hooks from the walls if you want to do that prior to a painter coming in. Number one, it saves them time, saves you money. Mm-hmm. Carpet, and then you just keep going down from there.
So right from the very beginning.
Mm, right from the very beginning. And it is. The more thorough you can be, the better your quotes you'll get, and then when it comes to scheduling, the better idea you've got of the time frame and how much work's going to be. And there is a lot of work. This section here, it's the actual scope of works, and next time we talk, we're going to be talking about the quotation process and then the scheduling. This is the most detailed time. The other part was fun, looking for the ideas. Mm-hmm. Now this is where the work really starts.
So how much time do you put into one of these?
I can do a few hours on a job. Right. And I do it on a regular basis, and I will take a few hours. So someone doing it for themselves, what they'll do is, I guess when I started, I would have done the same thing. You're writing it down, and then you go, oh, yeah, but I can't do that without doing this. So then you're adding bits. That's why I recommend an Excel spreadsheet. You can add lines where you need to and take lines out where you don't. So it is a case of, you know, learning as you go. Mm-hmm. Which is a great way to do it, but no, it's a couple of hours worth of work, especially with a full house reno. With a bathroom one, obviously not so long, but with a full house renovation, yeah, a couple of hours work.
What's the most common thing people miss on their scope of works?
That's a very good question. My guess would be the little things that you don't think of, like if you are changing the flooring. Say you've got carpet in your room and you're going to put vinyl planking in. And we'll talk about the options of flooring later on. But if you've got skirting in the room, predominantly when you've got carpet there, it sits above the carpet. But when you want vinyl planking, you need to remove the skirting, take out the carpet, and then actually put the skirting back in, and it has to be lowered. So a lot of people won't think about removing skirting if they're changing the flooring because of the different heights in flooring. Right. So that would be the one thing, because it does catch you out.
Well, then, and if you hadn't anticipated painting, you'd have to paint because the skirting will be lowered.
Yes. And so when you actually pull it off and the painting's being done, they've also got to paint those skirting boards while they're off as well before putting them back on. So you'd make sure they've got a good base coat while they're off. And then the painters have to be prepared for the fact that once they're on, then they've got to come back and paint them on. So it's better to paint them in situ rather than it is to actually paint them and then, because you've got to nail them in. So there's a lot of patching to do with skirting once it's on. So again, you know, once you put it on, you've got to patch everything on skirting before the painters can go ahead. So unless you get them to do it, which I recommend.
Yeah. Is it something, once you've done your scope of works and you haven't done one before, would you recommend having someone come in and just check it first?
As I said, it's always good. If you've got that project consultant or building consultant with you, yes, do it yourself and get them to sit down and go over it. And they would actually encourage you to do that as well and show you, because it is a lot of time, so you don't have to sit with them the whole time, but definitely get them to run an eye over it at the end. If you've got some trades that you know, ask them to do the same thing as well. As I said, there's always people out there that can help. You've just got to ask for it, and it's worth asking for.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us on Renovating in WA. Sue Daly from Into Property, proud station sponsor.
Thank you, Sally.